Dwayne Ballou is giving me a tour of his farm. He's one of the owners of Ocean View Gardens. We're looking at four of the farm's grow tunnels, mostly with torn plastic hanging on the sides and no plastic on top. Dented and disjointed metal keep the structure of one tunnel standing. A couple months ago, there was no wreckage until the snow started falling.
One thing we will not grow this year, obviously, is corn on the cob, because you do need the height in there. So there'll be no corn this year on the cob.
Ice crystals are everywhere, on the ground, on the structures, and on plants. The property is right next to the ocean and shows all the mountainous islands scattered in the archipelago.
Now the sun is just tall enough, it actually is going over reaching over the top of this mountain today. It'll get a little bit higher and we start warming up here pretty quick.
That will be good for the plants covered in frost and ice. Ballou says he missed the winter storm that damaged the tunnels. He and his wife were on a trip in New Hampshire, and they found out about the damage from a text on December 10th.
That small one over there, that one I was in the middle of building, and it crushed completely to the ground.
He says there were three layers of ice on the structures, along with a lot of snow weight from the storm. Since they're considered temporary buildings, insurance does not cover the damage, which he says cost the company tens of thousands of dollars.
It's bad, but you evolve and go move forward. It's just a little bit of a setback. I think out of it, we will actually have nicer tunnels to work in. They will be taller. And we'll move forward.
Because of the damage, Ballou expects they'll have a different growing year. He says many of the plants will be grown outside and they'll build much smaller hoop tunnels as they plant. That should protect and support them this season.
Things might be a little later for everyone. We'll see how things go, but using the hoop tunnels, you can pretty much mimic the large tunnels. It'll just be a little bit more work on our part.
He's not too worried since there's still other tunnels and a heated greenhouse that's holding strong.
Let's see if it's froze. Nope. So this is our purchased greenhouse that we used last year. This has been up a little over a year now. None of the spring crops will be interrupted. The hanging baskets and all the trays of flowers and everything go in this one. And that one there, I have the materials will be here. In fact, they might already be here for that one. So that one's going to be erected here in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Ballou says even with the damage, they're expanding their business. They'll have about 650 hanging baskets, vegetable starts, and more than 200 trees and shrubs. A lot of Wrangellites look forward to the hanging baskets since a supplier down south stopped providing them.
Doesn't seem like anyone else has really filled that gap except for us.
He says they plan to also sell in neighboring Petersburg next season, too. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.